Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. And time is flying by. We have a lot to go over today, and I hope everybody out there is doing really, really well. And typically, we don't always go into timing, but we're starting in 2020, and I'm going to go ahead and say it, and it's just amazing the changes that are happening all over our world, the communication with the internet, our businesses, are just business disruptions in businesses, especially real estate businesses, is just unbelievable. And it seems like there's an app for everything now. There's about 1,000 choices for everything now, when we used to have about 10 or 20, and now it just goes on and on and on, and so many startups, and we're starting to see a lot of situations where we're missing the touch, the human touch, the human connection. And you hear many, many situations now where they're saying that the younger generation is not as happy as they should be, and I'm sure that'll be worked out, but a lot of it is sitting on the internet, sitting on the games, not taking a break, not getting away from it, and not really connecting. You know, it's one thing when you connect, you like something, or you connect back and forth, but many aren't getting on the phone and connecting. They're not sitting in front of each other connecting. And it's really changed the way business is being done, and it's changed a lot of attitudes in our world. We're seeing a lot of differences. So today we're really going to dig into more of the real estate side of this. And because we have an audience that listens from all over, buyers, sellers, general public, that this is going to be more geared towards agents and brokers listening in, and community business owners. I'm really excited about this. So would you like to go back to a small town community? Think about it. For those of you, many people may live in big cities, but then still go out to the country. Or if you grew up in a small town, or, you know, we all know the feeling of the differences. And would you like to go, even in a big city, you still have usually your favorite coffee shop, right? Your favorite store to get whatever, chocolates or certain clothes or certain areas or certain boutiques that you still go to, because you may not want to buy that online. You want to go sit and read or talk with friends, and they have those meetup groups, right? Coffee hour, and just all kinds of things go on. And everybody loves community. That we're just made, humans are made to commune, right? Whether you're going to do athletics or just talk or walk or anything. And you get that in cities and small town communities. So I'm saying, okay, we're going to go back to small town community, but we want to keep the internet, because of course we're kind of spoiled. We don't want to give up what we're used to. And let us know what you think, and let us know at realityuniversal.com or Realty Universal, radio at Realty Universal. And give us the information, because I think the answers may vary based on age demographics, but I'd be really interested to find out what people really think about that. I know my heart is saying, yes, let's go back to small town community, but let's not give up the internet. Let's not give up our other communication, when the things we're used to doing. And a lot does seem to get done quicker when need to be. So the faces of LLC they are actually, they're on this. They're on it. I love what they're doing. I love everything about what they're doing. And they're very organized and structured and have a phenomenal plan for agents and brokers to get into to just make it a total no-brainer. And so they're bringing the communities together. And Brian Weiss is going to tell us how today. He's going to go over in detail. So get ready. And going to get chocked full of a lot of information, and it's totally a no-brainer. So Brian also was a former realtor, and he's currently the VP of sales with Vugler Design Group. He's been in sales as a producer or leader his entire career. VDG is a creative marketing agency outside of Atlanta. Brian is also a partner at the Faces of LLC. He's committed to helping professionals grow and create influence through their marketing efforts. With the Faces of LLC, Brian is focused on helping realtors differentiate themselves in their local market and create significant visibility, grow their network, and their community influence. I want to step out and say, okay, for the old timers that have been in, like I've been in 35 years, we were in before we had the internet. And we had to cold call, we had to send farming cards, we had to get in and get people to know who we were in order to be recognized and then do the sales and prove results, and then you get repeat business. Everybody, if you're brand new or you're millennial, if you've been in the business, even I'd say in the past 10 years, even the past 15 years, you're very used to using the internet, marketing through the internet, et cetera, et cetera. But you still know the difference in what happens, that it's a repeat business is the name of the game. And that's never going to go away. That warm lead or that warm the person that's close to you is always going to be stronger than an internet lead that's just coming in and somebody's just, they don't care who they get. They're just out there. So this is really going to be very insightful when we go over this today. So when you look at that and we go through Zillow, Amazon's getting into things. Look at the internet bots. It's just getting so diluted. And I know a lot of agents and brokers are not happy with Zillow. And I'm just saying the truth. And a lot of that reason is because, and Realtor.com now too has changed. Many, many sites out there have changed. A lot of the big guys have changed their marketing plans. You have to pay a lot of money to get the leads. And the leads are taken from our own business listings that are our listings are taken and turned around and sold to somebody else. Many, many times I've heard buyers and sellers complain that they're trying to look at their listings and it's not going to the agent who listed it. So many times they're not even getting called back because it's getting so diluted and it's going down the line and it's going to other agents. And these agents are busy and they may only be working on selling their own listings. So I could talk for hours about how what the internet is doing that's not good for agents and brokers because we've allowed huge companies to come in and take our leads through the MLS systems. And it's the MLS, you know, it's been going on for a while, and it's not a good situation. So you want to be able to get that out there, help your clients, and go back to basics. Now, I don't care when you got in. So right now, their project that Faces of LLC is doing, it's helping realtors achieve sustained higher levels of production. Kevin and his team are, Brian and his team, I'm so sorry here, I'm like looking at my, Brian and his team are building a nationwide community of realtor partners that are collectively creating closer community from coast to coast. So I'm going to let Brian tell us how he does it, and without further ado, welcome Brian Weiss.
Thank you very much, Natalie.
How are you?
It's a privilege. I'm doing very well. Thank you. It's it's a treat to get to spend an hour kind of chopping this up. You know, as a marketing firm, we leverage social media and we leverage digital technology every day for our clients. But this project specifically focused on trying to help real estate agents sort of become the unofficial mayor of their town, you know, find a way to contribute to them becoming more of a household name. It's fascinating to see the impact that can be had by investing in the human relationship, right? Going out and making more one-on-one connections and pulling the community together. And so No doubt I'll enjoy talking about it for the next 45, 50 minutes, and hopefully the people listening will get something to think about as well.
I love it. I've looked at it. I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, it's just something everybody should do in their community. Well, so tell us the history. How did this come about?
So in 2015, a real estate agent in Gainesville, Georgia, outside of Atlanta, his name's Brad Abernathy, he had read the book The Go-Giver by Bob Berg. And, of course, that book has been around for a while, and I think it's translated in 28 languages now, and Bob Berg has gone on to become a Hall of Fame speaker. The message in The Go-Giver, right, it's a play on go-getter, is the influence mm-hmm. and the significance that can be created by committing to serving others without any expectation of something in return. Bob always says you can't push a rope, right? You have to draw people in. And so how do we build influence and how do we build visibility and how do we create an environment where the greater community or the industry or the audience that we serve thinks about us in a positive way so that, you know, every day, everywhere in America, right now, there's, I'm sure, tons of people at a coffee shop having a conversation because they're dealing with some sort of life transition. And so they're asking mm-hmm. the person they're sitting at the table with, you know, I think we're going to check out how much our house is worth because we've had something happen in our life and now we're thinking about making a change. And that casual conversation ultimately probably leads to one or two people being named as a, you know, a viable candidate to help represent them in that process. And, you know, in a local way, we want, you know, as a real estate agent, I would want my name to come up in every one of those conversations if I could. And so mm-hmm. Brad has been in real estate for 23 years. He's been the top producer there in Gainesville, Georgia, the last 10. This is a guy that's really, really good at what he does. But his desire was to be that guy in Gainesville. How do we create a world where everybody here knows who I am, knows what my brand represents, and thinks about me and my business in a positive way? And so he started what was called the Faces of Hall County. The premise is pretty simple. Gainesville, Georgia, not unlike communities all over this country, is a really cool place to live. It's got a strong sense of community. It's about 55 miles outside of Atlanta. It's its own little world. It's got a great school system, but it's a lot more than, you know, the town square and the school system and the parks. And it's really a collection of great people that make Gainesville such a cool place to live. And so Brad
right.
created this story. Who better than a real estate agent, an individual that gets to meet lots of diverse people, gets some really intimate understanding of just how great the community is, who better than that person to showcase the community and tell the story of that community? And so he introduced the Faces of Hall County in fall of 2015. He developed the Faces of website, and he went out into the community and started interviewing people. And his greeting, right, the reason to connect with them was, look, I'm doing a community mm-hmm. project. I want to tell the story of Gainesville one smiling face at a time. I'd like to come in, connect with you, learn a little bit more about you, why you live here in Gainesville, what you like about it, and a little bit about you personally. And I'd like to share that story with everybody else in our community as a way of bringing the community closer together. And my hope is, in creating this website and in showcasing all the interesting people we have here, I will play a role in creating more conversation, create a role in people connecting, take advantage of social media and allowing people to get to know each other and obviously the visibility that's provided by social media. Mm-hmm. But I want to showcase this beautiful city that we live in, this beautiful community. And so join me in helping me author this community story. And so he did his first interview in October of 2015. At the time, his real estate website was getting about 500 visitors a month. His social media presence was about 100 followers. It was, you know, it was relatively small.
Mm-hmm.
And by the first quarter of 2016, he was over 3,000 people a month on his website, and he was adding about 100 new followers on social media. The engagement when he would share a person, a faces of story with the local community, was super high, and he was surprised. So he is now he's promoted two people a week since October 2015, so 4 full years. His website now gets over 8,000 people a month. He's in a community of about 37,000 people. So when you consider his web traffic as
that's
a percentage
a
of total
that's
population,
Right.
Yeah, he gets a significant amount of people on his website reading the stories of these people, and his social media, his business Facebook page now has almost 3,000 followers, and he's achieved what he set out to achieve. When he goes into town to grab lunch or grab a coffee or go obviously have a business meeting, people all over the place are, you know, patting Brad in the back and saying hi. Yeah, everybody knows who he is. He's gotten involved in the school system. He's on multiple boards. Like, Brad has a lot of influence in Gainesville, and it's through a relatively simple idea, but it was in his effort, inspired by the Go-Giver, to give himself to the community and showcase the community, that the community has responded and put their arms all the way around Brad and this project. And what I didn't mention was the business impact. You know, when he started this, his team was doing about $26 million a year in Gainesville, and that had him as number one. And, you know, that's a decent amount of real estate and certainly provides for a good living. But in 2016, the first full year after he started this project, he jumped up to $43.5 million in sales and has not done less than that since. And this is the only way he now markets his business. He doesn't spend money with Zillow. He, you know, his direct mail is promoting people he's interviewed, and he has taken this community project and made it shine as bright as it possibly can with the support of the community. And that's given some great visibility to Brad. And it's pretty remarkable. There seems to be a real appetite right now for humanity, as you described in your opening. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm listening to it. It's true that people are they're just lost. They're not connecting on the social media. That's the problem. Yeah.
It's not a real connection, right? It's everything's so surface level today as we leverage the digital world to communicate, that when you really get to know someone and that person that you're getting to know feels understood, it's a deeper level connection that creates, it just creates some real energy. And that energy is something I think people really enjoy experiencing and unfortunately don't get to experience it as much. And so here's a guy that is bringing that energy to the community and enabling others to connect with each other. And, it's pretty remarkable.
I love
so what we've
he's
set
doing.
Out to
what he's doing
to find people.
Yeah, and then coming putting together as a business plan the way you two have. Well, you know, when you look at the internet and what's happening, I mean, statistic wise, they said our country, the United States of America, because we do have people that listen in other areas, the United States of America literally has a higher suicide rate than some of the other countries and then even third world countries. And it's because there's so much hustle bustle. People are going to do more and more and more. There's less, you know, community connection. And that's one of the things on the list. And it's so needed. And I think when you go back and you look at it, and then so many people aren't connected, then the other big, big thing is trust. When you know somebody for a while, right, you've connected, you're going to trust that person much more than just a stranger that you found on the internet, right? That's where they go in with referrals and it is, and that's where people want to see referrals and reviews, and it's a tough one on that one because the old timers like us, we have hundreds of testimonials on our sites, and you can't go back and say, now put me on Google, put me on Yelp, put me whatever. It's just it's definitely an amazing business right now, and it's a lot of extra work. Sometimes it's easier for a new person than an older person to get in, except for that repeat business and referrals. That's what keeps people going. And what you're doing is just absolutely brilliant. It speaks in the numbers that that they've done. And Bob Berg, I know Bob personally. He's wonderful. I love The Go-Giver. I love his books. And he's a real deal. And it really is so true. When you give, it comes back to you. And tell us what you're – we'll go back around the other – tell us what you're doing, because you have literally put together a system – that is so easy for an agent, a real estate agent or broker to plug into and start doing exactly this in their community. Tell us how that works.
Yeah, that's the goal, right? I think through the faces of brand, we hope that it represents a desire to reconnect with community and with people and connecting people with people. And hopefully the individual that partners with us in their market causes that community to look at that professional and the work that they do in a positive way. But Brad was returning the holidays over 2017, so a couple years ago. He was coming back from vacation, and he just sort of had this kind of epiphanal moment. You know, I've spent years, right, 2 years now, doing this great project. The results have been amazing, and I've been relatively guarded about it, right? Real estate's an interesting business.
Right.
You don't have people sharing ideas because most of the people you connect with are in your local market. They're your competition. So Brad wasn't that interested in letting people know exactly how he was doing what he was doing, but he's seen, you know, high school entrepreneur classes that he spoke in have these kids go out and do interviews as part of the project. And he's observing the community impact and the way
Great
the community
idea.
Is supporting and embracing this. And he's like, man, there should be somebody in every community in the country doing this. And there's not, and it's not that complicated. So what can I do as a real estate agent in Gainesville, Georgia, to find a way to connect with, you know, the most obvious answer to that is a real estate agent, but it could be an insurance salesman. I mean, any community-based business, frankly, would benefit from doing this, but
sure.
How do I find a partner
right.
in communities all over the country, and how can I coach them and show them and provide them the infrastructure they need to start today and tell their community story as a way of getting more well-known and creating influence in their community and as a way of helping their community? And so he walked into our office the January of 2018. Somebody had recommended that we could help build websites for him. And so he was referred to us, and he came in for a meeting, and I was sitting in the conference room table listening to Brad kind of tell his story. And, you know, you'd said in the opening, I've spent an entire lifetime connecting with people and building books of business. And one of the hardest parts for a salesperson is the reason for the call, right? When we're prospecting, when we're trying to meet what we would consider to be a stranger, I have to come up with a valid reason to connect with that individual. And most people feel like prospecting is an interruption, and they feel uncomfortable about it. And so Brad was telling me how this project gave him privilege and permission to go talk to everybody in this market and obviously carry out what we just talked about. And I was like, wow, this is brilliant. Like, this is really, really good. And so rather than being a vendor, Brad and I had the conversation, and we formalized a partnership. And so January of 2018, we established Faces of LLC, and our desire now is to commit all the resources we can to helping a partner in a community somewhere in USA and potentially internationally do this project and do it well. So we created this brand, The Faces Of, and you can go to thefacesof.com and take a look at what we're doing. But so when a partner expresses interest with us, and they license a market with us, and when you think about a community or a market, think 15 to 20,000 people upwards to 100,000 people. The word community
right.
is really, really important in this conversation. It needs to be a community. You wouldn't do Atlanta, Georgia. It's just too big. But when a partner licenses a community with us,
okay.
Go ahead, Natalie.
No, go ahead. You're explaining
question.
It. That's what I was like, okay. No, I was just listening to you explaining it. Okay.
Yeah, so as part of that agreement, we have a former real estate coach that we've hired to work one-on-one with all of our partners and coach them how to apply this platform to their business and how should I start, what should I do next, how do I spend the next 30 days, you know, what does this look like? And so we've got some support from a coaching perspective. When you sit down and you actually interview someone, you want to be present in that exchange. So we recommend to our partners that they record that with some sort of audio recorder, like a smartphone or a handheld recorder. Well, the finished product is an audio file that's 30 or 45 minutes. That needs to be transcribed and put on the back end of your WordPress site. So we built out an admin team. So you can just send us the audio file. We'll transcribe it for you and get it on your website. We've got a private Facebook group where all of our partners are now part of this Facebook group, sharing ideas, sharing success stories. It's neat watching that audience grow and watching people all over the country share different ways that they're using us in their community to be successful. We've got a whole online resources kind of library that you would expect with all your frequently asked questions and videos and PDFs.
Mm-hmm.
And our desire is to empower a partner that trusts us and sees this as a valuable way for them to gain some influence in the community. We want them to be able to start right away with confidence to know exactly what they should do, how they should do it. And we are now in 23 states with 100 partners, and the stories that are coming out of those communities and pockets all over your town, USA, are it's pretty amazing. Some really cool things have happened, and it's I'm just proud of the infrastructure we've developed and the message, right? What we stand for and what we're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And excited to see kind of what the evolution of this is, because even just the connections I'm making with our partners is fun, right? The energy
feel
and what this might mean for their business. And so it's a really cool project, and, you know, I would love to fast forward 3 or 4 years from now and see where we're at, but enjoy the conversations I have every day, just kind of furthering the mission and finding people that are the right fit.
I love it. So for agents and brokers that want to sign up, they go to thefacesof.com.
That's right. Yeah. There's a contact form there, like you would see on pretty much any website, and that contact form comes straight to me, and I typically set up a one-on-one call to kind of talk about exactly what this is and how it works, and I'll show them examples on our partner sites and just make sure they know exactly what they're getting into. It's not super complicated. There are best practices, if you will, on how to do this well and make it work. But more than anything, I just want a partner to understand how much we're committing to helping them be successful. It's $250 a month, Natalie. It's not a huge ask.
Okay, so that's what I was going to say. $250 a month, that's nothing. That's nothing. So that's really nothing. So is there a setup fee?
Yeah, we charge $650 kind of as an onboarding fee, and I use that with my team to get the website up in 4 or 5 business days. And then roughly 30 days later, there's the monthly fee of $250, and we're kind of tossing around the idea of at 150 partners or a little bit bigger, maybe going up to $300 a month, but right now it's $250, and that's a 12-month commitment, and at the end of 12 months, it converts to month-to-month, and they can get out at any time with 30 days written notice if they so choose, but we've not yet had that happen.
I wouldn't imagine. I can imagine a lot of people are going to want to hold that. They want to make sure that so when they get in at this monthly price, is that monthly for life or can that change or for the ones that are in already?
Yeah.
Because you just said you might.
It's not going to change.
Okay.
Yeah, this is as long as they're with us, that's their rate. And, it will have a very healthy.
It's really good to get in now because I think this is going to take off really. I think when you talk about a few years from now, you're going to really. It's huge because people need it. They need to find ways to go back to basics, connect, and you're doing all the work on the back end for them. So then they actually interview the people themselves, or they could actually have somebody else interview too. But the idea is to be out there themselves to get amongst the public as well.
Yeah, obviously. You want reasons, right? You want to connect with people. You want to grow your sphere of influence. And I think the real tricky part of that is how do I connect with someone and then stay top of mind and stay visible to those people that I've just connected with? And so we're recommending that our partners share 2 stories a week. Well, the person you interviewed has become a fan of the project. They've liked your Facebook page. They're observing you share other stories of people. And so every week, a couple times a week, you're in front of an entire community with content that's highly engaging, and that creates a significant amount of brand equity for you as an individual. These people become,
absolutely.
They feel like they know you, even though they've not potentially even met you. It's funny, you said trust a few minutes ago. In 2018, Brad was able to track $170,000 in commissionable revenue to his business to people he had never met before and never interviewed before as part of the project. They reached out to him because they had been following the project, and he is perceived by the people of Gainesville as the guy that knows the market better than anybody. So when people have questions, they go to Brad, and it's just pretty remarkable how influence works, right? And the giving that's required to really create significant influence. But once you've done that, the world that you can create for yourself is pretty remarkable.
I love it. So, no, I love it. It's amazing. So I'm going to, let's see something here. Let me go. So on their website, do they get to actually put their own blog also or information, say, about real estate in the community, that kind of stuff, or is it, I'm just...
If you go to a partner site, there's a menu bar.
Yeah, I'm going to go to one right now. Oh, go ahead.
No, that's okay. You can feel free. Like the faces.
I went to Faces of Gainesville. And
so he would be, if you look him up, it would be the Faces of Hall County. But if like
okay,
one of our partners,
yep, the Faces of Hall County, Georgia.
And his is a little different because his is a tab on his main real estate site. We have elected not to do it that way. We're making a site that's independent. It's a standalone website because it represents a community project. And so a good example of a partner site would be the facesofnaples.com, like Naples, Florida.
Okay, I'm going to go there right now.
When you go to Deb Glatchen's site, it's a flowing, like a well-designed, a nice-looking site that is basically just a collection of a ton of people in Naples and their stories. But the menu bar
on
the top has an about your host page. So the people there that are curious about the individual that started all this, they can go to the about the host page and learn all about Deb Glatchen. There's an about the community page where Deb spent some time kind of talking about Naples, the community. We found that, you know, so when you share this, it's interesting because no one knows a website exists until it's found or, you know, it generates some traffic and Google picks it up and it's being picked up as part of your search results. But
Here's 100 years old, Lieutenant Colonel George Bishara. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm like, listening, looking at this. No, I love it. Lieutenant.
Careful, Natalie. Once you start reading, it's hard to stop.
I know. I get it. This is beautiful the way you did it. It's done. It's 100-year-old Lieutenant Colonel George Bishara. Wow, this is so cool. So they have, it's very clean, it's easy to navigate. It definitely has a community standing out. This is beautiful. So, and then I see the agent where you said about host, and the agent's also on the right-hand side. But can the agent add other articles, or are you limited to? I'm going to ask a question somebody else would ask.
No, that's okay. One of the additions I've had some conversations about with our partners is up in that menu tab, maybe doing a restaurants feature where there's a section of the website that's dedicated to restaurants. In the about the community page, there's lots of opportunity to link to interesting articles or things that have happened in the community. The reason that you might do something like that is because when people are searching for those articles, so you've developed a website that you're going to showcase using social media, primarily Facebook. So you take a single interview, and if you click on any one of those interviews where it says view post, it opens up a dedicated page to that interview. Well, that interview has its own unique website address. If you copy that website address and paste it into a Facebook post, it pulls the picture that's showcasing that interview through on Facebook, and it sets up a really nice looking Facebook post. And so you're going to send out into your local market using Facebook the story of that individual, and when they click on it, it takes them to this website. So they're going to bounce around read about lots of other people there. So the site is going to get a ton of traffic, which is going to make it relevant for Google. Anytime somebody looks for something in Naples, if it's something that Deb has talked about as part of this project, her site's going to show up. So that's another way people are going to find it. Once you've created an asset online that gets a lot of traffic, now you can start developing other types of content on it. And anything people search for, that site's going to come up because it's so relevant in the local market. So there are ways
that makes so much sense. It's very clean here. It looks like I can see the tab. The properties, business owner, farming, florist, food industry, government official, medical, military, retired. There's a, then they have where you can nominate. It goes on and on. It's student, teacher. They have where you can nominate somebody. There's testimonials about your host, about community. It's very clean. It looks beautiful. And it's easy. It's super easy to navigate. So all this is done for you. And then it goes out to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest.
Social media becomes the distribution channel that allows you to connect with your community and begin to tell the story. Right? I think as a guy that is in marketing now, I think everybody's interested in a really good story. And so you'll see a lot of agents trying to leverage YouTube and trying to leverage the different assets that are available to them. And they'll go into town centers and start interviewing business owners, and they'll just put them out on social media. And I think they should be doing those things. But this has a dedicated website that's all about the community, right? This is a community project that when you arrive on the website, this website's all about telling the story of Naples, Florida through its people. And I think that puts a nice little bow around the story of what we're trying to do. It's not just a real estate agent that's trying to give some attention to a business owner. Like, this is
right.
the story of Naples as told through its
right.
people, one person at a time. And years from now, the site will have hundreds of people stories on it, and it will literally represent in some way what, you know, the capture of what Naples really is. And it's these people. And there's just a real gravity to that story, which kind of has the community itself.
Oh, it totally
kind of
is. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm very familiar with Naples and know people in Naples. When you read this, it's just very, it makes a lot of sense. It's beautiful the way you've done it. I love it. It's really perfect. So that was, if somebody wants to look, you can go to like thefacesofnaples.com. You can go, you know, to get an example.
If you go to thefacesof.com, on one of the tabs on the menu bar on the top of that website is available markets. And what you'll see is a map of the United States, and you'll see a bunch of little pin drops. Well, if you click on any one of those pin drops, it'll tell you the market, and you can go to their website and check them out and what they're doing. And one of the things that I think is neat about how we're doing this, like when we license a market to somebody, that market is exclusively theirs for as long as they want to do it. We're not going to compete with them in any way. And so we've got, you know, there's only so many markets in the U.S. But, you know, you can see what's available currently, and you can learn about and go check out and call, frankly.
Right.
You could pick any one of those pin drops and go talk to those partners about.
For example, you were mentioning in the beginning of a real estate agent or broker, so they want to get, and you said Atlanta would be too large. Would they be able to get a place like Atlanta and have an exclusive on it, or would you be splitting that up? I don't know how many zip codes there are in Atlanta, or if it's just one zip code.
No, it's not by zip code. So the Atlanta Metro, which happens to be, I live about 20 miles outside of Atlanta, but inside Atlanta, the city of Atlanta, there are areas, right? People are familiar, like Buckhead is a well-known part of the Atlanta Metro. So Buckhead is its own mm-hmm. community. Midtown is its own community. Sandy Springs is its own community. And then as you get outside the perimeter, all your little neighborhood, suburban cities, Alpharetta is well known here, Marietta, they all represent their own community. And those are the areas that we're licensing with our partners. And so a little
okay.
tougher to define. I'm actually talking to a real estate agent right now in Dallas, Texas. So Dallas is just mm-hmm. like Atlanta. Tons of people
okay.
inside the city. And so how do we establish the story for the geographic market that she would like to claim and represent as part of this in Dallas? And so we're carving out North Dallas, which is a list of six or seven zip codes in a very well-defined part of North Dallas that people recognize. And we're going to kind of make that a story. And she's going to go out and celebrate a few key characteristics about that part of Dallas.
Oh,
that
gotcha.
Appeal.
So is there like a minimum of population usually, like 20,000, and then a maximum 100,000, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's sort of the loose parameters that I've established. I don't have the intimacy of every market in the country, right? So if I talk to someone that's in a bigger market, we're going to have a real conversation around why this works. And the sense of community
right.
plays a really big part in that. And then what we've learned in terms of just general population sizes for that to generate the most engagement and the most interest from the community itself. I have a couple partners that are in markets that are 150, 160,000 that were really hard to kind of carve up. And so that's their places
right.
of market. But I have lots of partners, many, in markets that are 22,000, 27,000, 32,000. And so, my personal perspective on this, having done this for a couple of years and watching Brad be as successful as he's been, smaller is better. We want
right,
to go deeper,
right.
not wider, right?
Right.
And so
right,
there are lots
right.
of cities 40 miles outside of a bigger metro or even 100 miles outside of a bigger metro that are really proud of their community, and they may only have 22,000 people. But if you're the
right.
person that's telling the community story of that 20,000, that 22,000 person population, you're going to more easily become very well known with all of those people. And so I've seen.
No, I totally agree. I totally agree. I was just asking logistically what, because people will ask those questions. Or for example, say a town only has 5,000 people, and they want to take two towns because the other town next door, even though it's small. But those are questions that you all would have with them. You know, I'm just trying to generalize it a little bit.
I welcome the dialogue. I talked to someone yesterday that's in Poncho Springs, Colorado. It's 1,000 people. But she knows she's the right person to tell this community story. What we decided to do is license Chaffee County, which that whole county in western Colorado is only 20,000 people. But
that makes
it
sense.
Allows
yeah.
for her to
that's,
engage
that's
more
great.
People and so it's kind of case by case today. I think at 300 or 400 partners, as the opportunities in the markets that are available become a little more distinct, we will probably carve out ourselves the map based on population.
I think you're going to be a household word. I really do. I think what you're onto is fantastic. Very well appreciated.
I'm sure that's the case.
People in the community. No, I really do. But now I have another question, just because we do have listeners and we have, you know, general public listeners as well. And when I'm on the Faces of site and looking at available markets, et cetera, and different things, it says become the most visible and relevant real estate agent and financial advisor, lawyer, so other business owners can own their community. So say an attorney in Gainesville wants to start the Faces of for him. Can they do that? So the markets actually will apply to specific professions, or when you have an exclusive on an area, is it just for you only?
It's exclusive across all industries. The reality is, right? So in Gainesville's Brad's obviously, but if I were talking to someone in Gainesville and they committed to investing in us, and then obviously our return is commit to helping them be as successful as possible. Gainesville is off limits for us, right? We now have a partner, and our position, our focus is on helping that partner be as successful as possible. So I wouldn't get a real estate agent in Gainesville and then find an insurance salesman in Gainesville. Like there's only one community story to be told in Gainesville. And so we want a single person to be the author of that story.
It's just one. I'm just, because that's a big question, you know, a good question.
That's it.
Really?
I would guess that there's
if an attorney grabs it, then a real estate agent can't grab it, right? Or if an insurance agent grabs it,
that's correct.
Then a real estate agent can't grab it, right? Okay. No, that's really amazing, because I wouldn't really have a problem with, but I can see, that's great. I love it. No, I really love it.
Well, I don't think it's fair for them, two different industries, but non-competing, but two different people to try to tell the same story with us. I just think there's a single story to be told, and it's well enough for a single person to author it. Now, what has happened, Natalie, is in a lot of markets, a real estate agent has gone out and found a non-competing partner to help them do interviews and to further the message of the project. And so we have lots of markets in the U.S. where more than one person is doing it, but it's licensed with us exclusively with one person. They just have gone out and found someone else to help them.
And then they're good. That makes total sense.
And I think
that
makes good
sense.
Right? So if I'm an attorney and it's like, wow, this would be a really cool way to further my brand, but I don't know that I would have time to do two interviews every week on average, well, go find a real estate agent because they would love to do it. And cut your interview needs in half, because once you start promoting on social media, you don't want to stop. You want to be super consistent about it. It's very difficult.
It is difficult because you, like you said, once you start, you can't really stop. And it is, you're right.
You need to be committed.
Not difficult
so
with what you're doing.
Agent,
the faces of your town, I think, is amazing. I'm talking about when you get on all the other ones all over the place. It gets inundating.
The biggest piece of feedback I get is I don't know if I have time to do this. Real estate is an interesting business, and we all feel and are really busy, and some weeks are busier than others for sure. And so I don't know that I feel today that I'd be able to do this consistently. The reality is, and I can have this conversation with anybody that's interested, but it's not that hard. But one of the alternatives is go find a partner, because we have a partner in Winder, Georgia, which is about an hour and a half outside of Atlanta. And the second he started telling this community story in Winder, multiple people approached him and asked if they could participate in helping lift the community. Like, they just had to be a part of it. And so they're now paying him to participate, and they're paying him more than he's paying us. And so
that's great.
You know, the community itself is going to be interested. They're going to like the positive message. We live in a world today where we feel forced to pick sides in so many ways, that when you're the person celebrating your community for how good it is, and you're consistently delivering good news and smiling faces and promoting the goodness that is your community, people listen. That's the kind of content they want to hear today, and it's really powerful.
I totally agree. Wonderful. Absolutely. So here I see Joy James, Faces of Partner in Hall County. She says, thank you for the Faces of Hall County interview and posting last. Thank you for the Faces of Hall County interview and posting last week. I shared it on my personal page and have gotten a total of 224 likes and 47 comments. Here's a great 2019. So this is just a fresher. Thank you for your support. Yeah, it looks really, it's a no-brainer in my opinion. Yep.
So that's
here's
someone
another
that
one.
Had been interviewed, so, right? Yeah, it's
right.
The stories are endless. Yeah, go ahead, read some more.
Sylvia Moore Myers, a partner in Houston County. In 2 short weeks since I launched this project, I am being sought out to write stories about people I have not met yet, from people I've never met yet. They are my new friends. As I am in the business of making friends, you know, I have a new listing appointment and a new buyer directly from this project. People are scrambling to get their interviews completed so they can be the next one promoted. Yeah. That's good.
She's had some really cool stuff happen in her part of the world. And it, you know, we had another partner that within days of announcing this project on social media, hundreds of people were suggested she interview on this social media post. The local news picked her up and ran a news story on her. And literally within weeks was one of the most visible real estate agents in Augusta, Georgia. Like, there's just something really, it's hard to explain the gravity of a project like this today. It's very timely.
I think, and people,
it's very needed.
People, when they know you're serving and you're giving back and you're doing something to bring that community together, that touches your heart, touches people's heart. I think that's really something that we're missing a lot today with the internet. Here's one more.
I agree.
Lee Miller, Lee Miller, Hall County, Georgia. I just recently found out about the Faces of Hall County. I found it on Instagram. I love seeing the faces and hearing stories behind local businesses in the area. I would like to know.
Hey, Natalie.
Ellen's Fit for Mom, which is a fitness program designed for moms of all ages of motherhood. Every day we meet in Roosevelt Square to work out with our children in strollers. Tashina is changing the lives of moms all over Hall County. It would be so great if we could honor her for the hard work she does, helping us better ourselves. This is so cool. Definitely put together. It makes it so easy for the brokers and agents to get out and do what they do, and then the site kind of runs itself, right? You know, I mean, you all do the work on the back end, but I'm saying it just takes off, which is so necessary today.
Yeah, you know, we often see like the average time with Google Analytics, one of the values of technology is you get data, right? And it's funny to watch someone visit the site and stick around for 22 minutes or 27 minutes because they got there because of a single story, but then they realize there's this collection of stories of people they may or may not know in their local community, and they just get lost in those stories and they stay for a long time. And that is,
but then they're in the coffee shop or the
feel.
Right. And they're in the coffee shop or the restaurant. Wait a minute, I saw you on the Faces of. Wait a minute. Oh, gosh, I didn't know you did that all these years, your story, you know.
That's
it's
right.
It's amazing. Here's Mark Hopkins, owner of Hop's Kitchen in Gainesville, Georgia. I thought being involved was great. It really got my name out there. I had a big response for a couple weeks and would love to do it again. We saw a rise in business and had some record days. Yeah, it's definitely cool.
You know, and Mark didn't pay for that. You know, he didn't pay for that promotion.
No.
This is all part of a a project that's for goodwill, right? It's a celebration of community. And so you can add so much value. I mean, if you read Bob's book, right, you can add so much value to the people of your community that they can't help but want to repay you, even though, right, we don't do it directly for that. We just know that the law of reciprocity suggests that if I serve others, then that world I'm serving will repay me. And I don't know how and I don't know when, but I believe it will happen. And so I'm going to go serve others, and Brad's proof. And it's funny, we've become friends with Bob Berg because we're sort of a practical application of his message. And it's just interesting how
I love
the world
Bob.
Is changing.
Yeah.
Bob's amazing.
I've been friends with Bob since like 1998. It's just such a small world, isn't it? And
he's
amazing. It's all about, if you read some of his other books and everything, he really walks his talk, and that's exactly what you're doing. And it's amazing. It just is. But it's so needed because we're human and we need to get, you know, grounded and just like we pray, meditate and be grounded, and we have to take care of our bodies and our health. And that community, that love that we get is like probably the biggest thing everybody always needs. Everybody needs to feel loved and feel important, or that somebody wants to hear. And everybody has a story, right? We all have like many stories. And it's funny how that connection sparks when people can hear the story. People love stories. And
You talked about how the suicide rate here is super high, and I've done a lot of reading on it because I have two young boys, and it's a topic that bothers me. I generally don't struggle with being positive and having a healthy mindset, but if you read about it, all these social media sites that I guess allow us to feel like we're connected with a lot of people actually cause us to feel lonely. We're not actually connected.
Exactly.
There's no real belonging.
No.
There's no intimacy, and humans need intimacy. And so, it's clear. Like, I have conviction about it now as I watch these stories play out all over the country and I see the impact it's creating for the people that are a part of it. Like, you can live a life in real estate and be a transactional agent, and I don't have any – like, I'm totally fine if that's the course you elect to take. But that's
right.
A grind, and
right.
it doesn't stop, and you're continually looking for your next piece of business. Or you can do this. You can engage with people and connect people with people and live this life in a positive way. And I assure you that the significance created from this approach will be impactful. It's pretty remarkable.
I agree 100%. This is just a no-brainer. And it's only $250 a month. I can't believe it. I mean, look at what they're – it's just amazing. It's just – it's a real an excellent investment, and it's all set up, so it makes it so easy for you as an agent or broker to just plug in and get it done. And, if you're going out of town, you just do 4 or 5 interviews ahead of time, right? Then you can let them out. No, it's so easy, and with the microphone on, it gives you such a good – it's just so fun. I think you can have a lot of fun with this.
If you're promoting 2 people a week, you know, you need 8 a month. If you had a week
right.
where you weren't as busy, it would not be hard to go spend 30 minutes with 8 different people. And
oh, it's not hard
you know,
at all.
Get the content.
Can they also take, besides a photo, can they do do an audio?
So it's interesting because you, as someone that's been podcasting, you had asked that question before. You can attach lots of different things. And yes, you could, underneath each photo, you could have a podcast version of it where somebody could listen to the conversation. We've not had any partners do that.
Okay.
One of the more popular requests
right.
is everybody in real estate today is talking about incorporating video. You have to do video. You have to do video. You have to do video. Well, these sites, these WordPress sites, they're not set up to host hundreds and hundreds of videos. That's a lot of
no, you'd have
hosting.
To take them over to drop. Yeah, right.
But you could do it the way we suggest it with pictures, and pictures work. Like the way we've structured it is definitely working. But when you promote it on social media, you could shoot a little 20 or 30 second introductory video with the person you're interviewing and have that be what's
That's
on
a great
social
idea.
Media that draws people to the website. So there's ways to incorporate different types of technology into this that enable you
right.
to diversify the message a little bit. But and video is powerful. Like, there's no denying it. We use it all the time. But there's something about doing,
oh, I'm just asking questions because I know people will have these types of questions. So that's why I'm asking.
Sure.
Kind of,
I have this video conversation almost every day.
Your answers are great. Your
complexity.
Answers are awesome because it's what we need. Wow. I love
it. The way the system design works, it will establish, you know, the what we set out to accomplish in terms of branding and differentiation and visibility and influence. And the way it's set up now, it's relatively simple to execute. And we think that's really important for the busy entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. It's a no-brainer. I keep saying that. So we are coming down to the end of our show. An hour went by so fast. I knew it would. We've got about 5 minutes left. I know. It's really amazing, isn't it? So we got about 5 minutes left, so I'm going to turn it over to you to just say what you want to say as far as, because you've been in marketing forever, you know this stuff. You can go to thefacesof.com to make contact, to check the areas available, to get in touch with Brian, and go from there. But I'm going to turn this over to you for whatever you, however you want to put. Because I've gotten to know what you're doing, and I believe you really are on a mission to make a change and transform these markets. And it's beautiful timing because so many agents and brokers need this stuff because of these companies coming out, disruption companies, and they're huge, and they have lots of money to throw out there to the consumer. And this brings it back to home, back to basics, back to community, which is what we need.
There's no doubt the internet is a valuable place to get information. And that's where pretty much every consumer goes when they're thinking about getting a new phone or a new computer, or even wanting to go look at home values. Like they're going to go to the internet to get information, and everybody needs to have some sort of presence on there. I'm not denying it, but what also will forever be true is the people that I trust when I'm looking for something, I'm going to ask them also if they trust someone that's helped them before do those things. And so
right.
If you're a person, right, that values community, that sees the benefit of having a pretty significant role within the community and the impact that could have on your business, and you've just not quite put your finger on how to create that, I would love to share 30 minutes just talking about your world, where you live, kind of what you've done, how this works. But, you know, it's remarkable. We just did a video that you can now see on our website, and it was done by our partners. And to listen to them talk about what they're a part of, it's just really neat. Like, this works, and it works because it's sincere, and it is about serving others without any expectation of something in return. And I have lived my life with that as kind of my mindset, and this was just something that spoke to me, and now is impacting lots of other people. And so if you've been looking for a way to differentiate yourself in your local market, I'd love the chance to just chat and get to know each other. And I am in a historic part of downtown, and as you can probably hear in the background, 8 or 9 times a day, we have a train that rolls through downtown. And yeah, it's pretty neat, actually. As I look out the window, it's literally right across the street. It's amazing how many people and businesses still use train as a part of freight and transportation.
Isn't that amazing? I know.
Yeah.
I agree.
As we talk about,
I lived next to a train.
You know,
I lived next to a train track once. Yeah, and I remember I could still sleep. It was fine because after you get used to it, you can sleep with no problem. Yeah.
I never notice it unless I'm on the phone.
Right.
I only notice
I get it.
I wonder what the people I'm talking to are thinking about it, but. It's funny as we talk about how the industry is changing so much and how technology is changing the industry. I look out the window and I see this really old train transporting tractor trailer, you know, cargo bed, like containers. And I'm like, it's so fascinating. Like, this has been around forever and it's still working and people are still using it. And I think about what we're trying to do in the same way. Sometimes,
right,
Natalie, the industry itself, being a real estate agent, isn't responded to positively. So part of what our brand will hopefully do is show in these communities all across the country that there are people interested in genuinely serving others. And I think that will help also to promote the goodness of the industry itself. And so there's a lot of impact to be made and to be had, and I'm eager to kind of see how this all plays out. And can't tell you how much I appreciate
you providing us the opportunity to share our story. I love it. And we'd love to help put this out to the communities as well and help you guys with it too. And I'm so glad you came on today and explained it. And We'll be back in touch soon. And your timing is impeccable. This is a no-brainer. I love it. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.